Maybe one good charge left for Hudson in this power play as Rapids clears it all the way back down. The one after that one. Hudson gets it played by Cavalcante in back of the goal. Scooped up by Marshall Haukum. Chopped up for no icing. W. Alexander tries to clear it. He cannot. Balding up against the boards. With 7 seconds to go. Shot. Big bounce off of Shaw. And there will be a whistle for a high stick. 3 seconds left to go in the power play for Hudson. 17:32 left to go in the second period. The Rapids 3 seconds away from getting out of another power play opportunity and only allowing one shot on goal.
Yep.
That's the way they draw it up, right?
Pretty much.
Thanks again to everybody joining us on 105.5 FM WIRI, Black Bear TV, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. No particular order, of course. I don't think I've said it the same way twice yet. Shot shuffled away by Shaw. Another shot on goal as Ruffalo pitches up to Williams. Williams carries in, trailed by Allstrand. Shot from the circle, broken up by the defense in front. Allstrand sends it back down to Williams. Ruffalo on the doorstep. Drop pass from Williams to Ruffalo. Looking to send it out front is Ruffalo. He gets pushed to the boards. Holds the zone. Nelson from the near side. Shot just wide on the mark. As now the puck slides back out to neutral ice. Korobinikov and Nelson answering back there along with Fletcher. Puck comes back around. Rapids battling for it. Nelson shoves his man down to the ice, up to neutral ice. That will be played by Hudson, Colton Booth. Doc Soy picks it up, turnover right at the blue line. Tries to center it, nobody home, comes back out. Neutral ice all the way back down, no icing, because that was the Rapids pass. Fletcher up ahead to Allstrand, picked up by Jack Soy. Puck loose at the blue line, held in by Rapids Fletcher. Puck loose, bouncing around, now comes out neutral ice. 2-on-1, Hudson on the break. Is a nice pass, shot, turned away by Shaw. That was a beautiful save there. Sent into the corner, 16 minutes left to go in the second period. Rapids up, 1-0. Puck sent low to Duke at the blue line. He skates it up off the glass. Hudson trying to clear it, they can't. Duke picks up a shot at the circle, tries center to Diamond in the slot. Nobody there. As Buldick sends it up ahead. Rapids pass up, Diamond, drop pass, shot, bounces away. Nice stop by the defense there as Duke was thwarted. Diamond centering, tried backhand on the far post, and that was just a couple inches wide. Rapids really pressuring now. Diamond tried drop pass back to Ruffalo. Tried to pick it up for the defense. Now defense clears it for Hudson. Chain. Pass up to Buldick. Shot right in the chest of Cavalcante and stoppage of play. 15:06 left to go in the second period. Rapids up 1-0 over Hudson.
Man, I'll say these defensemen, they're doing really good with blocking the shots on both sides.
Where you get your, even though you got good leg pads and everything there, you're still going to get bruises all over your shins, and that you're going to need a week to heal.
It's always going to hurt.
Face off to the blocker side. Cavalcante, Diamond against McDonald. Puck near boards. Can't quite see. Is now comes up to neutral ice. McDonald picks it up. Cross ice pass. We're walking on down. Can't get a good stick on it. Pass back out to neutral ice. Killian couldn't quite get it to stay with him. And then it comes back out as Sanders tries to establish a possession for Hudson, excuse me. That sharp angled shot just touches Shaw's shoulder. And now Rapids trying to break out. And Hudson sends it right back. 14:26 to go in the second period. Rapids up 1-0 over Hudson. Buldick walking up the ice. Backhand pass up to Ruffalo. Ruffalo pushed, centering, shot, bouncing to the slot. Oh boy, that was sitting right in the crease. Nobody home. As Rapids had a golden opportunity to get turned away by the Hudson defense again. Now we will have a whistle for icing. 14:02 left to go in the second. Rapids up 1-0, and boy, Hudson's lucky they weren't down 2-0. With that puck sitting there and just spinning on end in the crease, nobody could get a stick on it from Rapids.
Rapids had a very good chance there. If anything, they should have had someone right in front, but, you know, I think it was a good way to, I guess you could say, show a little dominance.
Yeah. A little bit of a wake-up to be in the right position, which isn't always easy to do. But if you're always trying to be in the right position, you get yourself out of position sometimes. For what the play is calling, it's Holcomb against Ryan. Faceoff came to Cavalcante's blocker. Right side, and now Hudson gets the puck way down deep in the Rapids out. And players go down. No call, let them play on. Williams brings the puck up back to neutral ice. Getting ahead of steam. Nelson trailing along with Welsh. Nice hit on the corner as Welsh is going to be whistled for the penalty as he's starting to mix it up with Holcomb. A little pushing and shoving. Face washing there is down in the corner is Constantine, and hopefully he's all right. Calling for the trainer to make sure he's okay as Welsh will be going to the box. Waiting for the exact call on it.
Making some hits like that are definitely certain to be pretty dangerous and put some people in some very bad positions.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully Constantine's all right. I think they're going to wonder if there's going to be a head contact in that. What if it's going to be a 5 minute or a double mile or whatever it's going to be. We'll let them decide that. We won't speculate too much and be wrong and sound dumber than I am. So, captain's talking it out. It'll be two. Just put fingers up for two. As there's the second penalty of the period for Rapids. So we'll get the official ruling. Yeah, 2 minute for head contact. So power play coming for Hudson. 6:26, time of the penalty. So Hudson back with another power play. About 5 minutes apart from the first one. Face off, glove side of Shaw. Controlled by Hudson. So Holcomb at the blue line, skating to the slot. Shot, got turned away by Jaksoy. Bullock couldn't get a stick on it. As Holcomb now again back at the blue line. Killian. A little bit of pressure, picked up, Boldick tying it up behind the goal. Shaw watching where it is. Duchesne watching the wing, tied up behind the goal. 30 seconds already advanced into this power play for Hudson. Get the puck back out to the blue line. Holcomb down low, you're off. Holcomb, blue line, cross ice, Spalding. Holcomb, laser. Stopped by the defense in front. Holcomb can't get there. Turned away by the defense in front yet again. Duchesne comes back out. Spalding's there. Shot behind the goal. Back out to the far side. Holcomb holds it. Ilian finds pressure. Bouncing puck back out there. Holcomb sends it back down. Puck into the corner. Boldick like a bulldog out there. Puck comes back out. Turn into the corner. 45 seconds to go in the power play. 12:18 left to go in the second period. Rapids up 1-0. Already trying to kill their second power play of the period. As Boldick trying to send the puck out as come back around the boards, held in by Hauk. Pushing and shoving going down in the corner a moment ago. The guys separate. Hudson back on the power play and the miss on a pass and back down. 20 seconds to go. They might get one more stab at it on the power play. Rapids playing well. I don't think they've given up a shot on goal in this one to this point. As out of, that was close to being offsides as Constantine takes shot. Stop by Shaw. Now rebound and a goal. Hudson ties it up with 5 seconds left on the power play. As there's a bit of a conversation being had.
River King's coach is yelling about offsides possible.
I thought I saw it go offsides on that personally. I just watched the replay. I thought it was offsides, but if they didn't see it, it would have been right there. If the officials don't see it, it was a little bit before that. But either way, if they didn't see it, they can't call it. And that is a goal for Hudson in the second period coming up. Not quite.
I believe the goal still stands.
Yep, it should, because I mean, if you don't see it, you can't call it, you know, unfortunately. And from my vantage point, I thought it did come out.
Right.
But who am I to say? So just got to report what happens, and that's exactly what happened, is no one saw anything that would have negated it. And we're tied at 1-1. 8:20, time of the goal. We'll wait for the official scoring as Hudson ties it up. Constantine scored the goal.
After taking such a dangerous hit, to make a goal like that is
good for him.
Of course.
Rapids nearly takes the lead again. There's Allstrand right on the doorstep with Diamond. Diamond tries to pass it through the crease. He does, but nobody there to knock it back home. Gabrick and MacDonald trying to get through there. MacDonald shot, big cover up, save by Shaw. When MacDonald got behind the defense, Rapids playing a little bit dangerously right now, as maybe that goal got him a little bit rattled.
Yeah, a goal like that can really put you down, but you just gotta make sure to come back from it.
Constantine with the goal. So after he got hit hard on that, that caused the penalty, the head contact minor to Welsh, he made up for it with the goal. Face off, blocker side of Shaw. Rapids comes away with it, try to center it. Bowler couldn't drill it home as Lenning tried to drill it again from the point, not able to happen. Lenning, another shot from the point. Diamond's knee pad or shin pad turned it away. And clears his own. Rapids is there as Ruffalo tried to pick the pocket and get a rush. Duke up to Allstrand as Hudson regroups deep in their own zone. And there will be an icing called against Hudson. 10:25 left to go in the second period. 1-1 hockey game between Hudson and Wisconsin Rapids.
Good work to Duke to race for that puck to make sure that there was an icing call.
So, face off coming up on the blocker side, the right side of the goalie, Cavalcante for Hudson. Duxoy meeting up against Gabrick. Controlled by Hudson. Around the board she goes. Fowler tips it back. Duxoy sends it back to Duchesne. Duchesne up ahead to Boldick. Excuse me. Puck comes back around near side towards the Hudson bench. Sent in, stopped by Boldick. Up ahead to Duxoy. Duxoy trying to get a full head of steam. Got a whole bunch of guys alongside of him centering to Boldick. Cross ice shot. Big save there by Cavalcante as it was tic-tac-toe all over it. And great job stopping as Rapids can't hold the zone. Sends it all the way back inadvertently, so they've got to reset. 9:46 left to go, second period. Rapids and Hudson tied up 1-1. No icing whistled. They said Hudson just let up on the second. Ilian intercepted at the slot, and nobody home. As there is a cover by Cavalcante. He puts his head down on the ice for a second, and he pops back up. 9:28 left to go, second period, 1-1 hockey game. Rapids out shooting Hudson, 29-10. Faceoff. Blocker side, Cavalcanti, pulled in by Rapids. Ryan takes a shot from the circle, gets turned away, trying to hold the zone. Taken down was Ryan by Howcomb. No whistle, let him play on, let him play physical. I got no problem with that. Tried to get a shot from the slot. Another one comes in, turned away by the defense. Spalding's body was there. Black sends it around, down low to Williams. Laying up against the boards. The near side can't quite see what's going on there. Black and Williams. As Spalding picks it up on the far side, sends it around the boards. And that will not be an icing touched by Rapids. Shot turned away by the leg pad of Shaw. Williams up off the boards. That's going to be in, stopped by the goalie for Hudson, Cavalcanti, for a stoppage. 8:33 to go, second period, 1-1 hockey game. Out shooting, Rapids is out shooting Hudson, 30-11, so about a 3-1 margin. Just one goal as Cavalcanti is playing so well between the pipes, and Rapids just having a hard time drilling home one as Doc Soy going in against McDonald. Allstrand stops, spins, comes back the other way as he's getting pushed off the puck. Nice little scrum in the corner for Benikov. Mixing it up in the corner from a bunch of Rapids faithful. Duke from the high slot, big rebound, ricochet back out to the corner. Puck caught up down low. Duke sends it in, nobody on the doorstep. Fletcher scoots in, sends it back down low. Allstrand held off the puck. Puck still tied up in the corner. Allstrand gets it, fighting, drop pass, beautiful pass. She tried to shove it home, was not able to happen. Puck bouncing around right on the doorstep. Puck's loose in the slot. Picked up by Hudson. As Rapids missing people being there. There's a 1-1 spot here for Hudson. Rapids, great defense to break that up. 7.5 to go. Duke has to get back onside. Rapids is back. Oh, they're calling Rapids offsides on that as a couple bodies go down. Some pushing, shoving going on. Some smart talking going. Officials get in the middle of it, break it up. 7:23 left to go. First, second period, 1-1 hockey game. As what do you expect? These guys, both teams, really going after it, really want to pick up these points tonight. We'll see who gets it.
Total physicality here in the second period.
Trying to wear down those bodies, make everything hurt just that much more.
Only shows the competitiveness.
Based off at neutral ice, Rapids controls it in the zone. Ilian kicks it back out. Bullock. Hudson, they intercept the pass and get it out of the zone. Send it back around and back of the goal. 7 minutes approximately to play. Ruffalo tried to get a pickoff right in the back of the goal. 7 minutes to go. 1-1 hockey game as Ilian picks up a puck right when it comes across the Rapids blue line. Across the way to Bullock. Bullock up ahead to Ruffalo. Ruffalo skates in. Centering. Shot and goal! Rapids three games the lead on a Noah Diamond goal!
That celebration really was something.
Rapids set it up perfectly, and that's, I think, the thing they're starting to do now is multiple touches in a short period of time to really get Cavalcanti to commit one way and bury it the other, because they are struggling to beat them at times. Diamond right in the slot, beat them. That's a perfect setup, perfect passing there for Rapids. 12:15, time of the goal. We'll double check everything going on. As Rapids wins the faceoff yet again. 13th goal of the year. Diamond with the goal. Ruffalo on the assist. Olivier Buldick. Assist. 13-15. I was off by a minute, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about with numbers. As Diamond with the goal. Assist to Ruffalo and Buldick. And Rapids back up 2-1. Hudson trying to gather some momentum back. 6 minutes to go in the second period. Rapids out shooting them 32-11. Just knowing the shot totals, you wouldn't think it would be this close, but these two teams are pretty evenly matched. Going to make for an exciting finale here in the remainder of the second and into the third period. Not much guaranteed in life, but I'm pretty sure we're guaranteed that as Hudson back with the puck. Rapid zone. Duchesne picks it up. Now he's looking for somewhere to go. Duchesne passed up ahead to use. Yeah, Ilian streaking up. Now on the near side, that's Ryan looking for Ilian on the doorstep. He gets pushed away from the puck. Williams sends it around to Ryan. Ryan tried to drop pass it back to teammate who was not there. Hudson bring it up. And they got Constantine on a breakout. Constantine scoots in. Shot. Big save. Stonewall by Shaw.
Amazing save to stop that breakaway.
Boy, Constantine sitting there. Man, I want that one back. But that was a close one because Shaw, it fell through the pads. It was sitting in the crease right under him. I don't know how far it was from crossing the line, but it was sitting on the ice covered up. Outstanding opportunity there for Constantine, but Shaw was there.
I will say, both goalies are really putting on a show tonight.
They are. Both goalies are theirs. Nearly an own goal by Rapids. Welsh has to get it out of there. Welsh sends it back up, held in at the blue line by Hudson. Welsh, he's back there. He breaks it out. Welsh, that guy to beat, just sends it down. No icing. Under five to go in the second period. Rapids up 2-1 over Hudson. As the puck comes back to the blue line, Williams just backhands it into the corner. Or Welsh is chasing after it. Daxoy with it up to Duke at the blue line. Duke fires it in, a big pad save off the blocker of Cavalcanti. Hallstrand spins at the circle. Stops down low looking for Korobenikov. Back to Hallstrand, slides in, kick save by Cavalcanti. Outstanding vision, not getting lost in the scrum out in front. Puck sitting right in the circle. No one really getting a shot at it as Daxoy sends it around. Picked up by Korobenikov. Duke from the blue line turned around by Constantine as he is grimacing in pain with that shot hitting him in the shin.
I'm sure that had to hurt.
Oh, that was a point blank shot from the young man. As down goes Daxoy, and there's a penalty coming up on Hudson for a trip. Then Rapids goes on the power play with 3:38 to go in the frame. Rapids up 2-1 over Hudson. As Maciejewski goes in the box for a trip. And we will have a faceoff coming up in the Hudson zone. Not sure on the side yet. At 16-22. Maciejewski. No power play for Rapids. Daxoy to Hallstrand on the far side. Oh, pass back and forth.
Very good chance.
Nearly a goal on the doorstep. Buldick was involved with there along with Ilian. And boy, as we've said it all night, Cavalcanti, boy, he's having a night. He is having a night. Tip the cap to the young man. This could be a very lopsided score if it wasn't for him.
Absolutely a great person to put in the net.
And it's not even that their goalie last night did a poor job either. He did the best he could. Keeley, as now Rapids working on the outside. Hallstrand, crossway to Daxoy. Hallstrand, sent down, one-timer. Big save from Buldick, right into the corner, and Hallstrand can't hold the zone. So Allstrand picks it up in the corner, under 3 minutes to go. Drop pass, Ilian. Near side, Duxor. As he's looking for somewhere to go with it, goes around the boards. Goes back the other way, comes back out to neutral ice for Boldick. Picks it up. Up head to the blue line, Ilian. Drop pass, Allstrand. Back down to Boldick. Rapids really working it around. Under a minute left to go in the skater advantage. Puck goes through. Hits defenders. Rapids battling in the corner. That's Diamond battling in that corner as Rapids tries to get it. And they're trying to clear it as McDonald gets it for Hudson. Got Allstrand to beat. Eating around right into the belly of Shaw. Got a whistle. 2:11 left to go in the frame. 33 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. As Rapids still leads 2-1 over Hudson.
Havoc is putting up many more shots this period than last.
They are, as they've got 10 more in this frame with one goal. So they're playing hard. They're going up against a pretty stout defense from what we've seen tonight in Rapids. Chevy Alexander comes up with the puck after Hudson initially won that faceoff. Ruffalo. Full head of steam. Still pass the puck to Korobinikov, and that's a glove save by no one other than Calviacante. And there's another whistle. 1:55 to go in the frame. 17 seconds left to go in the power play for Rapids. Rapids generating opportunities. Nothing falling.
Amazing work creating play for Ruffalo to come all the way up the ice with amazing speed.
Diamond in that faceoff, a little physical play. Williams can't get a stick on it. 10 seconds to go in the skater advantage, so Rapids got to be ready for even strength. Hudson trying to catch Rapids in a passing situation as there was a collision at mid-ice, and it'll be against Hudson. There will be another power play coming as there's a whistle as a high stick being called against Saunders, I believe, as Noah Diamond's down on the ice. So right when Hudson kills one, they're going back in the box. As getting the trainer to come on out, take a look at Diamond. He's slowly coming up. Hopefully the young man's okay as he's bleeding. He's got blood on the ice. So with that blood, that's probably going to be a little extended power play for the River Kings. As going to the box is Sanders, number 18. So, and he's woozy. He's bleeding, man. We'll have to do some cleaning up of the ice before they get going. Not a situation you want to see anybody in, so hopefully the young man will be all right.
But it's definitely never a good thing for anybody.
No, it's been a long time since I've seen that here in Wisconsin Rapids. Several years, actually.
But yes. We'll see him, we'll see Diamond get back up on his feet, and hopefully he'll be able to keep going.
Not making light of the situation because that's a rough spot to be in. And I mean, yeah, that's looking at that, that's a good amount of blood right on the red line so they can cover it up.
Of course.
And they're like, yeah, we're not surprised they're not shaving it up. Might be asking the official exactly what they want to do, but you could almost say, blood diamond. You can. I mean, because that's a 4 minute penalty because he drew blood. Double minor. 18:25. Now, with that being a double minor, Julian, the hockey expert that you are, double minor. So if Rapid scores, do they continue or does it get dropped?
I'm pretty sure it gets dropped.
Do they drop it back to a two?
No, I believe the whole penalty gets dropped.
Okay, I'm not. Every now and then that changes. So I'm no hockey aficionado. I know enough about it. I know 5 minutes it stays. I'm just not sure about the four. So.
Right, definitely something, you know.
Is there? Actually, I think they might be bringing out the Zamboni to clean that up. I haven't seen that. So there's a stoppage in the game here. 1:35 left to go as Calvicante and Shaw, they touch knuckles saying, hey, you're playing good. You're playing good too, buddy. As they're bringing the Zamboni out to clean up the ice. I have not personally seen that in 20 years of sports broadcasting, sports journalism. I've never seen that.
When you draw that much blood, sometimes you're going to just need to cut up the ice just to get that.
And that's, you know, in this, it is ice, but you got to be careful. You got to be cautious of it. So not saying anything negative about the young man, but just got to be safe.
Of course.
Safe than sorry. So they're getting the Zamboni out and clean her up. See how many times they got to go over it.
Hopefully not too many times.
They're going to have to go again. I think they're going to have to go once more. One little spot. So come back around as the son of the rink attendant doing his job, helping things out. Seen him grow up over the years. Boy, oh boy, it's great seeing him out there. Going up over the mark yet again. And I think they got it. So hopefully we'll be able to get this back underway sooner than later. Hopefully. Wish Noah Diamond the best. Hopefully he's got to get bandaged up and rub some snow on it and get back in there. But you don't want to rush him if he's not ready. Got to double check the concussion protocol, everything that goes with it, even though I think this was just a sharp end hitting, but you got to be careful.
Not too long of a stoppage, but I know both teams are very thankful for this little break that they're having.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think either team wanted to see anybody get hurt, but they're making it a breather.
Of course.
Without losing a timeout.
Right.
Which, if you're Hudson, in the back of your mind, if you can keep down a goal or even tie it up, sometime in that third period, if you get a power play opportunity, you might want to call that timeout. But don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. There's a lot of puck to be played. And we want to thank everybody for joining us here from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Black Bear TV, and 105.5 FM WIRI. Big shout out to Seth back at the studio. Doing an amazing job, as he always does. And we're about ready to get back underway. 1:35 left in the period, a 4-minute power play coming up for Rapids as they win that power play faceoff. Puck sent back out to neutral ice, and there's a race for it as Rapids does retain possession in that wet spot on the ice. Jack Soy gets around the defense, gets behind the goal. Beating around, out front, Allstrand. Sends it back below goal. Allstrand skating in, back to the goal line. Jack Soy slipping through to the slot. Doorstep for Ilian, he gets turned away. Rapids is right there with 1 minute left to go in the period. Rapids trying to add another one. As Allstrand can't get it through. Oh, that got steered just wide. 3:17 left to go on the power play as the puck cleared all the way down with 48 seconds to go. Shaw thought about playing it. Nordby picks up the puck, just eating up some time. As Rapids has the puck now. Jack Soy up ahead to Buldick. Buldick brings it up near side, drop pass to Chevy Alexander, and that gets cleared. A little bit of a line change instead of a shot opportunity. Under 30 seconds to go in the period. Rapids up 2-1 over Hudson.
And this long penalty will be carried up into the next period.
Absolutely right, young man, as Rapids can start it. And the shot, rebound, and it's still loose. And it squirts out of there, 13 seconds to go. Shot through, nobody home. Trying to get everybody cleaned out of the creases. There's some holding and pushing and shoving going down there as Ilian can't get his stick free. Just standing there, shot, point blank, leave through, and now there's a push from behind, and now the officials getting involved, shutting everything down, get the physicality out of that, as there is the horn, and we're through two. We're Rapids holding on with a 2-1 lead through two periods. That Hudson, they were able to tie the game, 8:20 into it, when Constantine tied it up just to McDonald. And then Rapids got the lead back. And Noah Diamond lit the lamp, just to Ruffalo and Buldick. And that's how we're sitting at 2-1 through two periods. Rapids out shooting Rapids out shooting Hudson 38-13. Outstanding job for Rapids. They just got the two goals to show for it as RJ Calvicanti doing an outstanding job with keeping Rapids out of the back of the net. Can't go wrong with that. So what we're going to do here is through two periods, Rapids with a 1-0 lead. So what we're going to do, we're going to take about a 17-minute break. Going to play a game, get a new sheet of ice, and we'll be back here with the exciting at least 20 minutes of play here in Wisconsin Rapids, where again, Rapids leads Hudson 2-1. So keep listening here on 105.5 FM WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Black Bear TV.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Thank you.
radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow. New day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls.
Been tested to the end. secret, and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Watching her blonde hair sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona.
And it's sunshine.
Drops a 20 in the jar, she smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy.
And it's sunshine.
Gorgeous fall colors. And don't forget, 105.5 WIRI.
here at the South Dakota Recreation Center.
And missing.
We're just moments away from the start of third period, and it's going to be a fun one, judging by the scores. Wisconsin Rapids holding a 2-1 lead over Hudson after 40 minutes of play. In that period, Hudson tied it up at 8:20. A goal from Constantine on the power play. But then, Noah Diamond, he got the goal back at 13:18. And there you have it. That's how Rapids sits with a 2-1 lead over Hudson. Out shooting the Havoc 38-15 in the game. As, excuse me, as both teams getting ready to go. Looks like Cavalcante is back, as we weren't sure about it, as goalie was warming up. That wasn't him at the end of the period, so looks like he's ready to go, which is a good thing. And then on the and then back for Rapids, Noah Diamond. He left the ice after getting busted open. Blood on the ice, had to clean it up, but he's back, ready to go. Tough young man. And we're ready. We're coming to this third, last 20 minutes here. Julian, what you thinking with, what do you do?
Same thing as before. You just gotta keep working on the game, you know?
Well, faceoff won by Rapids as they will be starting 2 minutes, 24 seconds on the power play after that double minor that resulted in Diamond leaving the contest. A shot off the pads from Ilian. Alcante's been playing outstanding tonight. Is Boldick at the point, across to the top of the circle, Allstrand. There's somewhere to go from it. Very aggressive forecheck from Hudson. Diamond down low, chipped it back to Allstrand. Out, high slot. Baksoy, his shot, couple rebounds. Puck bouncing, now finally covered by Cavalcante. And a stoppage play, 19-18 left to go. In regulation, Rapids with a minute 47 left to go in the skater advantage.
Man, I'll tell you, I was in the locker room with the boys in the River Kings locker room. Noah Diamond, he was still bleeding. It's pretty bad.
Did he get stitches?
He might, honestly. It's hard to tell, but I think he might.
Well, either way, wish him the best. He's obviously doing okay, cause he's back out there, face off to the blocker side of Hudson goalie. One by Rapids and a laser that gets passed. Rapids trying to hold the zone and they do. Diamond behind the goal looking for some place to center it and he does. Nobody home. Shot. Baksoy. Yeah, gets turned away as Hudson is there. And now Hudson clears his own. Nearly a breakout as Boldick leaves the puck back for Allstrand. Allstrand to Ilian. Ilian brings it up. Snaking around. Pinned up against the boards. Up ahead, Diamond. Diamond, he stops, comes back out. Minute 10 left in the skater advantage for Rapids. 2-1 lead, Rapids over. Hudson shot, big shoulder save there by the Hudson goalie, Cavalcante. Puck sent around, held in by Baksoy. Held up on the side. Boldick can't quite pull it out. Ilian. Bounce up, Baksoy, he skates in, top of the circle. Pulled down, Diamond doorstep, back, hand, shot, loose puck, held in.
Very close, Cavalcante. Almost went in.
Well, I saw it pop through and start sliding back, and defenseman, wits about him, put his stick down and pulled it right back underneath of him. So, really smart play by the Hudson defense. 18-10 left to go in regulation, and 39 seconds left to go in the power play.
Yeah, it's definitely some good defense supporting their goalie.
They are proving they are a solid team, and they're going to give Rapids their best, and it'll be interesting to see how these teams match up later in the season in January. That'll be a fun one in a three-game stretch where Rapids goes to the Minnesota Blue Ox and then two straight against Hudson. Those will be good ones as Hudson clears his own. 30 seconds left in the skater advantage. Chevy Alexander up to Ruffalo. Ruffalo brings it across. Redirect from Black. Black trying to pass it up. Does. Korobinikov. Cross ice pass to Ruffalo at the circle. 14 seconds left. Doorstep. Nobody home. Puck trickling through, and it's held in by Chevy Alexander.
Rapids has 20 seconds.
Five seconds left of the penalty.
Okay.
Shot Ruffalo. He curls it. Can't quite get there. Now we're back at even strength as Rapids unable to get anything on 4 minutes of power play. Shot right into the chest from the young man of Rapids there, Chevy Alexander, right into the chest of Cavalcante, and stoppage play, 17:23 left to go, regulation. Rapids up 2-1, and that's a 3-1 shot advantage, 45-15.
I'll tell you, the Havoc did a really good job on that penalty kill.
Yes, they did. As the Rapids had its opportunities, but the defense and the goalie doing their jobs, as faceoff initially won by Rapids, now cleared out by Hudson. Rapids is trying to eat up some time and keep the pressure on in case something falls through, as Rapids got to be careful of her penalty, and there it is. There's going to be a tripping penalty coming up against the River Kings. And power play for Hudson in an effort to tie it up. Oh, penalty coming up. 2:56 as Allstrand goes in the box. Power play coming up for Hudson. They have one power play goal. Okay, that was their only goal coming up. So we'll see what Rapids can do. Traditionally through the game, Rapids has done a good job keeping the puck away, but not to this point. As a shot right off the point from the faceoff from Holcomb goes up into the netting. 5 seconds elapsed on the power play. Oh, get to reload, do it again. Another faceoff coming to the glove side of Shaw. Becksoy matching up against Norby. Puck stays in the zone. Killian trying to pass it out, and he does. That kills off some time for the River Kings. If you're a Hudson fan, you gotta think, hey, it just takes one to tie it up. It just takes two to win it, as there's a turnover deep in the zone. Killian skating around, eating up time, and if he can eventually get a shot, he'll do it. Just eating up time at this juncture. Where's Becksoy? He's there, he's tying up more time. Killian there, as now Hudson able to get some break out there. But Ilian's there, he holds it up again, as it's only a minute 20 left to go in this Hader advantage. So there's some pushing and shoving against Ilian and Holcomb, and that would have been a good heavyweight battle as a shot turned away from Shaw. Both good-sized young men out there that don't take any trouble from anybody, as blocker shot from Shaw. Under a minute to go in the skater advantage for Hudson, 16 minutes to go. Puck held out right on the doorstep. Hudson gets it back, trying to establish a possession here.
Centering pass was pretty